95.9 WATD, the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackle, along with Beth Foster. And David Snell joins us now with our weekly Tech Talk segment. David Snell from MaxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Well, I guess this is a good afternoon, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. David, we missed you.
But boy, we had a chance to hear more of your theme song than ever before.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah, it was just hanging out. We were vamping for you, but you made it through. So here you are, and you got in. And so we'll dive on in here. Microsoft ramping up pressure on users that run Windows 11 on unsupported hardware, and now they're playing hardball. So let's fill us in. What's going on?
Yeah, so as everyone remembers, Windows 10 is going by the wayside on October 14th of 2025. So after that, the operating system will no longer be supported or updated or secure and all of those things. So Microsoft is forcing us all to move to Windows 11 if we would like to stay secure. Oh. So there have been ways for folks to install Windows 11 on unsupported hardware. Even though they said that you can't do it, yes, there are ways. There's always ways around these things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so in an update to the Windows 11 support documentation, Microsoft is warning now that if you do this, they will add a watermark to the desktop of any PC that's been upgraded to Windows 11 that doesn't meet the minimum requirements, plus a notification in settings that indicates that the computer doesn't meet the necessary requirements. So it doesn't mean that it'll stop working on October 14th of 2025, but it does mean that they're probably not going to be giving you any updates, even though you're on the most current version of Windows.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, all right. So you can still do this, but now you have to have a shame watermark on your computer.
Yeah, we've all seen those before, way back in the Windows 7 time, that these should be watermarked to pop up that this is not a registered copy and all of those types of things. So it's going to be similar to that, but they're doing this because you don't buy Windows anymore. Windows comes included at no charge, and the upgrades are at no charge. But they want you to upgrade to a new computer because they make more money, as does the computer manufacturer. They make no money if you get Windows 11 working on unsupported hardware.
All right. So they need the money, and so this is why it's being done, even though you could just run the older one.
Of course. And if the watermark is not a problem and you're not concerned about security, you can still continue to run Windows 11 on that unsupported hardware. Now, we're going to wait and see how this all pans out, because I'm sure that as soon as they stop doing updates, someone's going to take them to court with a class action suit. And everything can be put on hold, and we'll see how that all goes back in October of next year.
Oh, wow. This seems like it could have a lot of potential consequences. Has Windows been open about this? I mean, have they done any announcements? Because I feel as if you're the first to kind of bring attention to it.
Just 2 days ago, they made these announcements.
Oh, wow. Okay. They're kind of trying to slip it into the holiday madness.
Yeah, exactly. So the strong arm language that they're using now may make people decide to buy a new computer now or sometime between now and October 14th.
Right.
We have to wait and see where that goes. Look, they're estimated there are 240 million computers worldwide that are not compatible with Windows 11.
Wow.
So that means there's 240 million computers that need to be replaced by home users, end users, businesses, enterprises, and that's a big expense for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so what do you tell people to do right now that are in this situation? Or I imagine there's some people that say, you know, David, you know, thank you, but I'm just going to keep doing it.
And yes, there are many folks like that. And then there are other folks that now, fortunately, we're still 10 months away from the October 14th deadline, so that at this point in time, people and businesses can start putting away a little bit of money every month to purchase the new computer by the time that October 14th deadline rolls around.
Oh, man.
So it's not like you have to buy it right now, although you may want to if there are excellent deals over the holidays.
This is true.
At least we have some planning, and we know what Microsoft is going to do. They're going to ram this down our throats, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, if I put money away, a little bit of money away every month, I'd be a hundredaire by the time next October. But,
oh,
you know, everybody else who can, it's advantageous to others.
Yeah.
So thank you, David.
David, people can read the blog, right, for more information on the latest Windows news, right?
They sure can. They go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com, xsmartit.com. David Snell is with us every Tuesday on WATD, and we'll be back next week with our holiday, our favorite tradition. We'll be doing that next Tuesday morning then, David, on the 24th, right?
Absolutely. Christmas Eve. We'll have a great time.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, we'll do that.
Yay. Oh, my goodness.
Next week.
Talk to you on Christmas Eve, David.
It's a week from today.
Thank you. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay. David, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.